Imagine sitting cross-legged, back straight as a board, desperately trying to silence your thoughts, only to feel like a meditation failure when your mind refuses to cooperate. Sound familiar? Light Watkins' revolutionary approach turns this common experience on its head. After years of painful meditation attempts, Watkins discovered something counterintuitive. We've been trying too hard. His journey from skeptic to teacher reveals that the path to meditation success isn't about forcing mental silence, but embracing a fundamental truth. Our minds are designed to think, and fighting this natural tendency creates unnecessary struggle. The meditation industry has created intimidating barriers with its rigid rules and impossible standards. We picture monks sitting perfectly still for hours with empty minds, when in reality, humans experience 60,000 to 90,000 thoughts daily, about 3 per second. What makes our minds feel uniquely busy is that roughly 90% of these thoughts are recycled, creating what Watkins calls the Groundhog Day effect, being trapped in repetitive thought patterns. Most meditation guidance focuses on witnessing thoughts like passing clouds or letting go of distractions. The problem? These approaches create a paradox. You're employing focused mental activity to quiet the mind. You can't simultaneously have a focused mind and a quiet mind. Whenever meditation instructions include focus, prepare for hard, often joyless work. The truth is that meditation isn't about forcing your mind to be quiet, but about doing less and accomplishing more. After years of practice and teaching thousands, Watkins developed the Easy Meditation Technique for busy people with busy minds. The acronym represents four principles that transform meditation from chore to pleasure. Embrace all thoughts and experiences that arise. Accept that whatever happens is what should be happening. Surrender your expectations of how meditation should progress. Yield to whatever is happening in your meditation. The technique involves 10 simple steps. Sit comfortably. Use a visible timer. Set your duration, 10 to 20 minutes. Close your eyes. Passively think, hum. Allow your thoughts to wander. Return to, hum, when you remember you're meditating. Check the time freely and exit slowly when finished. What makes this approach revolutionary is its permission for mind wandering. Unlike traditional methods that fight the mind's natural tendency to roam, Easy invites wandering thoughts, naturally leading to the settled thinking zone where silence emerges. The recommended settling sound, hum, works through vibration rather than meaning. Don't chant or focus intensely, whisper it slowly while elongating both syllables. Hum. The first syllable opens the throat and chest, while hum creates a gentle vibration in the head and spine, producing an inner white noise that gradually settles your mind. During practice, the sound will periodically fade. This indicates correct meditation. When you notice it's gone, simply return to thinking it passively. Like a tuning fork resonating with nearby objects, the settling sound harmonizes with thoughts below the focused thinking zone, drawing your mind toward the settled state. Watkins' approach liberates meditators by emphasizing physical comfort. He distinguishes between monks and householders, regular people with busy lives. For householders, he recommends sitting comfortably with back support, rather than forcing uncomfortable cross-legged positions. He criticizes position shaming, making people feel inadequate for not sitting perfectly straight. A rigidly straight back actually works against meditation by requiring physical exertion that increases mental activity. Physical comfort isn't just permitted, it's necessary for successful meditation. Similarly, you don't need perfect environments like pristine white rooms or scenic cliffsides. Real meditation happens on couches, in beds, comfortable chairs, or cars, anywhere with adequate back support. Waiting for the perfect setting only ensures you'll meditate irregularly or not at all. A settled mind experiences random gaps between thoughts, often with slight forgetfulness, similar to when you're reading late at night and suddenly realize you've been staring at the same paragraph for minutes. These momentary awareness lapses indicate your mind settling into deeper levels of consciousness. Like a Cessna achieving liftoff at 90 miles per hour, meditators need 90 days of consistent practice to break through resistance. During this period, you simultaneously form the meditation habit while breaking the habit of not meditating. Any challenges you experience are withdrawal symptoms, signs of progress rather than evidence of difficulty. After 90 consecutive days, meditation becomes effortless, feeling like the easiest thing ever because you're no longer fighting the old habit. To maintain consistency, mark your calendar with daily reminders, commit to 1 week at a time if needed, create rewards for weekly completion, establish penalties for skipping, prepare your environment, and track results in a journal. Common excuses include, life got hectic, waiting for calm before meditating is backward logic, I keep falling asleep, this helps pay off sleep debt, I don't think I'm doing it right, the EASY approach improves with practice, and I don't have time. If you can spend hours on screens, you can find 10-20 minutes to meditate. Herbert Benson, a Harvard cardiologist, discovered that meditation induces a fourth state of consciousness, distinct from waking, sleeping, or dreaming, that's actually more restful than sleep itself. 20 minutes of meditation provides rest equivalent to an hour of deep sleep, with significant decreases in heart rate, oxygen consumption, and blood pressure. Meditation functions as a sophisticated washing machine for accumulated stress, systematically purging the backlog of trauma stored in our cellular memory. Ironically, this cleansing process often creates thought-filled, rough and rocky meditation experiences as these stresses dissolve. Having a busy mind during meditation can actually be a sign of progress, not failure, much like how a washing machine appears most turbulent during its cleaning cycle. During meditation, your mind may simultaneously process current concerns, release old emotions, and follow your meditation technique, all mixed together in a complex mental soup. Understanding this helps transform you from a frustrated beginner into a seasoned meditator who can maintain equilibrium despite the unavoidably bizarre thoughts, sensations, and memories that arise during the de-stressing process. The ultimate goal of meditation isn't perfect sessions, but transformed daily living. Watkins shares examples of students whose lives change through consistent practice. Jennifer staying calm when insulted, Janice overcoming insomnia and grudges, Charlie processing grief, and Cole lowering his blood pressure naturally. True mindfulness emerges as a byproduct of meditation, not as the technique itself. It means being so engaged you're not thinking about being present, like being in the zone where colors brighten and time seems suspended. Life offers two paths: do more and accomplish less, or do less and accomplish more. Most people unknowingly follow the first path, feeling overwhelmed. The second path becomes possible when settling your mind becomes a non-negotiable priority twice daily. Remember, a good meditation is simply one you do. A bad meditation is one you skip. Like learning to drive manual, meditation may feel challenging initially, but becomes second nature with practice. Within weeks of consistency, it feels natural and eventually indispensable. In a world celebrating effort and struggle, perhaps the most revolutionary act is learning to try less and accomplish more, finding bliss not through force, but surrender.